The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime.
Thank you.
This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin.
Francis Albert.
I've tried so not to give in.
Oh.
I said to myself, this affair, it never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well that I've got you under my skin.
That could be one, that might be, I think Summer Wind's my favorite Frank Sinatra song, right? But that Cole Porter, man, you put Cole Porter with Francis Albert. And I don't know that it gets any better than that. That's what I always enjoyed when I would stay at the Waldorf when we do the Columbus Day Parade, when the Waldorf was up. And I would stay in the suite that was Cole Porter's suite. How cool was that? I would go into Cole. It was Cole Porter's suite where he would live for like 30 years. He lived at the Waldorf, you know. And I was, by the way, I didn't pay for it. I was the guest of someone else because I'm so cheap. I would never. Yeah, that Cole Porter suite is nice, but how much is that? So, and then the old man moved into the suite when Cole Porter died. Is that the wildest thing? And the old man would use that suite at the Waldorf, you know. And I met Sammy over there. Oh, I tell you, it was a great era. It was just a great era of great entertainers that I miss. When I go on the road and we do comedy and we have fun, and I'll bring the kids with me and we'll joke around. And but I always lay into the Frank Sinatra standards out of respect for, really, to me, the greatest entertainer of all time. So thank you for allowing me to play that. Hey, Joe, on the radio. So, and there's so much going on, and there's so much that is just upsetting and makes no sense at all. So again, I tell you, thank you for being you. Thank you for getting it. Oh my gosh, I'm watching this. You know, this whole defund the police movement, how it gets, I shouldn't even talk about it. Maybe if we don't talk about it, it'll go away, you think? But then you get the politicians that actually try to defund the police. And now I see here that they're sending social workers in Florida Police Department to send social workers to nonviolent calls. Do you really think that's going to work out? Those two police officers who died over the weekend, right, in McAllen, Texas, they went up to a domestic violence call. And there's a creep with a gun. And what do you think is going to happen if you go, you take your life in your hand if you're a police officer? If you want to restructure, if you want to reinvent the police or something creative, but defund the police. And then in an immediate action, Mayor de Blasio and the New York City Council take $1 billion away from the police. Listen to me. And I'm speaking as common sense without any side. You know, I have no side here. I'm just telling you objectively what's happening, right? 17 people shot in New York City on Monday. 1-year-old shot at a barbecue in Brooklyn. And do you think it has anything to do with the $1 billion taken away? Do you think it has anything to do with allowing police officers to have water thrown on them? Do you think it has anything to do with the mismanagement of the city and the state? Do you think? Goodness gracious me. And the press doesn't, I wish the press, I'm so disappointed in the mainstream media and my friends in New York. They let it go. And they just let it go. They show pictures of Mayor de Blasio painting Black Lives Matter. This is a Marxist organization that wants to take down the United States of America. Black Lives Matter. I love the concept. You're absolutely right. And I love that someone said, you know what? Black Lives Matter. Let's go out there and like James Brown was the guy. He was talking about James Brown. Hey, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. You know, Malcolm X, Elijah Muhammad, you know, there were people that actually, I felt, cared about the community. They hated white people. Okay. I don't care that you hate me. I don't care just because of the color of my skin. That's your sickness. That's all right. But don't tell me that we got to take away the police. Don't tell me that I'm bad and then you're killing each other. You know, at least what was happening in the 60s, they would say, let's join together on this. And after the unrest, let's join together. It was for now. I don't understand why people are all over the Black Lives Matter, this Black Lives Matter, that. And then black lives are being killed left and right. And there's no, and BLM doesn't show up. They don't show up. They're blaming the police. And stay with me on this, please. And then we'll move on. And forgive me, but I put so much time in at-risk communities and I'm seeing it ripped apart. I'm a white guy that cares about everybody, and I'm bad, and I have privilege, and I'm racist because I'm a white guy, and I'm not putting up with it anymore. You're going to attack my statue, the Columbus statue, and I'm supposed to say as an Italian, okay, that's okay, rip it down. I don't think so. I don't think so. You look at the statistics of crime, the police against how many, they say unarmed black youths. What were the black youths doing? They were unarmed. They were, it's in a violent crime area. And by the way, twice as many whites are killed. So why, it's more not color. It's more like economically disadvantaged that run into trouble. Let's examine that. Why are they economically disadvantaged in the greatest country on earth? Because the corporations won't go into these tough areas. But you know who does go into these tough areas? The police go into those tough areas and they save people in domestic violence, and they get killed when they go into these areas. And now we're supposed to defund the police. And then you don't, when you say, oh, Black Lives Matter, BLM goes because of the police brutality, it's a non-starter. It's a false argument. It's a false narrative. Yeah, it makes no sense. Look at the statistics and then come talk to me. All Black Lives Matter, and especially this poor one-year-old kid in Brooklyn. It makes me sick to my stomach. Devel Gardner. You see his picture on the Post and the Daily News today. Where's BLM now? Where's Mayor de Blasio now? Where's Governor Cuomo now? You know, I've been holding back. You know, I've had it. I've done. And I know you are too. And it's ridiculous. And people are just going to move out of New York. And New York's going to be one of those places. I'm watching my language. It's just going to be a place no one wants to go to. And then you're going to bring in Joe Biden and you're going to bring in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez where people, they steal bread. That's why the crime spiked up, because they steal bread. You know how dumb that is? You know how actually stupid that is to say something like that? Yet the press puts it out there. And nothing against AOC, but really, that is really not a smart thing to say. And to take the 25,000 Amazon jobs out of the city. And then what you're going to have little Seattles all around the United States of America. And then what do you and I do, by the way? What do you, did you think about that? When the progressives, these quote unquote progressives try to take over, what are you going to do? I'm hiring armed security guards around my house 24/7. That's what I'm doing. I'm getting weapons. Absolutely. Oh, yes, I am. You're going to come near me, and they went after that. They think they had trouble with that couple in St. Louis? Yeah, let them come to some other people's houses, and you see what happens. Don't start. No one in charge gets it. Don't lecture me. Don't have a press conference. Take care of the problem. Take care of the problem. Help the inner city youth. Bring the businesses that back Black Lives Matter into the inner cities. Darren Porcher is a great guy. He's going to come up in a little while, and he knows what he's talking about. Retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, former Army officer, all-around great guy. Darren Porcher will join us just in about 20 minutes, okay? And Dr. Alan Kadish, by the way, what's going on with the Wuhan virus? Oh, I'm so tired of this thing. The Wuhan virus, so we're going to see what's going on. Is it manufactured? Is it, what danger is it? Masks now, not masks later. Mike Gallagher will join us. And then Roger Stone is scheduled to join us. A longtime political consultant, former Donald Trump campaign advisor, just had his sentence commuted by the president himself. And we're going to see where Roger is going from here, you know. But Roger caught up in that Mueller probe fiasco. And by the way, I'm also seeing Adam Schiff and I'm seeing Nancy Pelosi. They're going after the Roger Stone thing. And then I saw a friend who was a diehard Democrat, you know, liberal Democrat. And he starts putting out all the people in the Donald Trump administration that have been arrested and everything. They don't even think that did anybody do anything wrong. They said Russia collusion. You and I heard Russia collusion. Show me. They couldn't show us an inkling of Russia collusion between President Trump and Russia. Not an inkling. And they went after people and they said, oh, Paul Manafort, okay, well, you didn't pay your taxes. Well, excuse me. What has that got to do with Russia collusion and President Trump? Yet now the Democrats go, see, it was Paul Manafort. It was the campaign director for President Trump. See, he's going to jail now. It's like, and you and I go, but what was Russia collusion? It was so bogus what they did. And I'm telling you again, Biden gets in. Think of all the people that will be in jail that did nothing wrong. Think about it. And it could be you and me. It could be you and me because we say the wrong thing. Right? If you say the wrong thing, you look at somebody the wrong way, you go to church and you don't make a reservation. You open a gym because you spent thousands of dollars trying to get your business going, but commandants who are running the state don't want you to have anything because they love the control. Yeah, you want to bring Biden in? Oh my gosh. This is something we got to stand up. And for Adam Schiff to surface again? Oh, please, this guy. Adam, how in any credibility could you even show a clip of Adam Schiff? Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 7:15. Dr. Anthony has been holding. Dr. Anthony, nice of you to call. Good morning. What's on your mind this morning, sir?
Good morning, Joseph. I'm very upset to learn that Elvis Presley's grandson, Benjamin Kellogg, killed himself on Sunday at 27 years old. I can't figure it out. I mean, yeah. You have everything to live for. Your grandfather, the biggest entertainer in history. All the doors open up for you. You have a $5 million contract with Universal Studios to produce records, and you kill yourself? You as a father, you as an entertainer, Joe, as a musician. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I thought about it, and I just wanted to verify. I know was that Elvis's grandson, or was it Albert? Did you tell me that was Elvis's grandson?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, okay. So that is so unsettling. And I'll tell you this too, because I heard some people talking about there is the suicide rate for folks in the valley in San Francisco, you know, where there's all this high tech and all Google is where Apple is, and the medium income is like $180,000 per year per family, you know, and that has the highest suicide rate in America, that area. Now you tell me, for young kids, you tell me, why does that happen? Here, the people have come, they come in, they go in, they make it, you quote unquote make it. What happens to the kids? And Dr. Anthony, as an educator, I appreciate that. I can't put my finger on it. And you know what? It's my greatest fear. It's my greatest fear. It's an epidemic. And that's what I would like to see the president and everybody else concentrate on. And all these quote unquote liberals who care so much about, just social justice. What about the epidemic that is suicide among our teenagers and young people? This kid was like 26 or something. So, Dr. Anthony, thanks for bringing that to the airwaves. Cause it is, I can't explain it. I don't know why. And no one can explain it. You can't. And we had a suicide in our community. It happens all the time. It happens at least once or twice a year at these really upper, quote unquote, rural areas, upper middle class areas, people with a lot of money. Kids are killing themselves, and it's devastating. It's not just devastating to the family, and our hearts go out to the family. The whole community is, I have to talk to my kids. The counseling you have to do with your kids. My daughter, we lost somebody, just this past year. Just took her life, just like that. And now you got to talk to your kids. So what? Now there's something we should be talking about. Dr. Anthony, thank you. That's the narrative. I don't want to hear about how we're racist. I don't want to see signs on the street. And the epidemic is suicide among young people. I mean, my goodness gracious. And young black children being killed by other black children in inner cities. Those are real problems, not the manufactured news that we're seeing nowadays. Thanks for that, Dr. Anthony. Hey, Charlie Finch, before we break, Professor, always great to hear from you, sir. What's on your mind?
Joseph, this is the 100th anniversary of broadcasting in 2020. 80 years ago, Joe, Bob Hope had the highest rated radio show all over the country, a 25 share on WNBC radio. Why? Because Bob Hope born Leslie Townshope in England and a boxer in Cleveland, worked blue, a little risque. The gals who were Sinatra fans, whose boyfriends were about to go off and save civilization in World War II, loved it when he made a little double entendre with his frenemy Bing Crosby, because Bob Hope also started a fake food feud with Bing Crosby, and they both went after the number two, W.C. Fields and Charlie McCarthy. So, also, Joe Sebelia got some material for your day for that.
And Sebelia said, Joe's 24 and he understands. W.C. Fields, he understands all those references, right? And you know what, though? Thank you, Charlie. I have to tell you, radio, I think about Arthur Godfrey. Remember that? You don't know who he is, right? The Joe Sebelia, Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, I love Arthur Godfrey. How are you?
Debbie, he does an Arthur Godfrey impression. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Oh, my
Sebelia.
Arthur Godfrey. I get 90% of the audience is going, who's Arthur Godfrey? Sebelia does an impression of Arthur Godfrey. I love
it. That's great. See, he's going to be perfect for your. He's going to be perfect for your daughter. He's going to be perfect.
This is my kid. Bring a bouquet of flowers, shirt and tie. This is your daughter, my daughter, this is your guy right here, Joey Sebelia. He's Italian and he knows Arthur Godfrey. Hey, 20. Yeah, that'll be so impressive to her. 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. And Liz Heinlein, we're going to talk to a great gal from the New York Film Academy. I just want to plug this for tomorrow. We're doing an international Zoom conference, Debbie, with Liz and the New York Film Academy. And I'm very, very humbled by that. So we're going to go all over the world and we're going to talk film and kind of, the ups and downs of my career. And Lord knows we've had enough of those. But it's going to be a great conversation. So Liz is going to jump on air with us in a second. Great. 21 after 7 o'clock. Debbie's out there on the roads on AM 970 The Answer.
Looking forward to that. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everybody. Let's go out to the thruway southbound, getting down toward exit 12, getting down toward West Nyack. It's an accident off on the shoulder. Now, traffic is moving at the speed limit, getting down toward the Tappan Zee Bridge. Northbound thruway by 15A, an accident on the shoulder. Stop and go traffic on 280 westbound, getting out past the Stickle Bridge, getting out through Newark. And we're seeing some pockets of volume on Route 1 north at Old Post Road, heading out through Edison. Stop and go this morning on the eastbound BQE up by the Brooklyn Bridge. Still a tough ride for you on the LIE westbound out through Casino Boulevard. The Staten Island Expressway eastbound, a tough ride into Clove Road, a disabled tractor trailer. Then out by the Verrazano Bridge, some construction there was just cleared out of the way. Subways and buses running on or close to schedule. Partly cloudy today with a high going up to 87. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Fashion chain New York & Company could be closing all its stores permanently after filing for bankruptcy reorganization this week. Its parent company, RTW Retail Wins, says along with its bankruptcy filing, it has launched a store closing and liquidation process. New York & Company was already dealing with slower sales before the coronavirus pandemic forced closure of its stores. Swatch Group lost money in the first half of the year. The Swiss watchmaker says most of its stores were closed by the pandemic. Sales slumped more than 43%. However, Swatch is expecting business to improve in coming months. There are signs China's economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic. China's imports rose in June for the first time in months. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
It's happening. In just days, Publishers Clearing House will be ready to award $7,000 a week for life. That's $7,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss your last chance to win. Go to PCH.com and enter before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com.
Entries due 8/26. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
While you are hopefully safe at home during these historic days, you may be thinking about ways to help put away a little extra money. Larry Elder here. A cash back refinance loan with Fellowship Home Loans just may be the ticket. Mike and Brian and the team at Fellowship have helped hundreds of families live the dream for over 20 years. Maybe they can help you. It all starts with a call to 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283, or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Interest rates are at levels we've never seen before and likely will not return. With a cash back refi, you could save a lot, maybe remodel, or when the sky is clear, live that dream vacation. But if you don't call, you'll never know. 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-7283. 800-804-7283. Find a silver lining in this pandemic cloud with your friends at Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
We save big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and use the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity. There's a new book that puts famous insane leaders in historic perspective. It's called History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the nine most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. Order the new book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Rhino Shield. Rhino Shield, what is Rhino Shield, Joe? It's a ceramic coating that seals your house or business, looks just like paint, and has a 25-year guarantee. I've told you the story many times when I would hear the great John Gambling, and when he was on another station, I listened to John talk about Rhino Shield, Rhino Shield. And I go, what is Rhino Shield? Just like you're saying right now, what is Rhino Shield? And then I found out when I came to this station, and then when Susan joined us from Rhino Shield to come on the station, I talked with her, and she told me about the ceramic coating and how it just goes over and you don't have to paint it again. And now I was having trouble with my home because I would always have to do the patchwork, you know? And I don't even know what my house was. It was siding, whatever it was. Susan came out to the house. I'm telling you. She came out, she bought a book, and she bought here different colors. What do you want to do? Pick the color. And I told you about this. Me and the kids had a ball doing it. We said, okay, what color do you want? We're going to redo the house. We're not going to have to paint it again because I had Mikey doing this little patchwork painting around the house. So Susan, she emails a picture. It was blue, gray. One was plum. And then there was another color. I forget what the other greenish kind of country color. Well, we went with the plum. The Rhino Shield team came out to the house, right? I'm telling you, it's so quick. You don't even know the team is there. These are among the most meticulous workers I have ever seen. And that's a testament to Susan, by the way. This is a woman who started this business by herself with no help from anybody. Rhino Shield. And we like to support local small businesses, certainly in the New York area. And that's why I'm going to tell you. So if you're like me and you're listening to Joe on the radio, as I listen to John on the radio, but you didn't make the call, I invite you to make the call because Susan will offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of July, no matter when you want the job started. Susan is offering you no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. Though, don't forget, it's got a 25-year guarantee. Rhino Shield. It's great. Like, do what I did. Do what Arthur Idala did with his house. My kids love it. And then we did my deck. I thought, oh, forget about it. The house looks great. Who knew? And you could do the same thing. So now is the time to call, please. 877-744-6608. Susan, standing by at Rhino Shield. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Liz Hinline, creative director of the New York Film Academy, kind enough to join us. Hey, Liz, I hope I got your pronunciation. I think I've been butchering your name this morning. I apologize. How do you pronounce your last name, Liz, if I may ask?
Joe, I am so proud of you. You're like literally the first person off the bat that can say Hinline without like stuttering.
There it is. It's good. Hinline. Well, I got to credit producer Joe Sebelia. He said it's Hinline, Joe. Hey, Liz, welcome to the show. You sound like such a great gal. We've chatted a little bit. I'm very excited about tomorrow at the New York Film Academy. We have a Joe Piscopo International Zoom conference, so we wanted to get the word out. Tell us, first of all, what you do as creative director at the New York Film Academy.
Well, the New York Film Academy is a global filmmaking institute where it's all about being in action and learning through doing, which is much different than, you know, higher education where you have a lot of theory, you have a lot of books, and you maybe make one film a year. So they started because they believed that you didn't need to pay like $1 billion to be able to get, you know, some background to get into what we know is the wonderful, amazing world of entertainment in the film industry. Mm-hmm. And myself as a creative director is sort of, besides being a professor and teaching, is I also create like ways for the New York Film Academy to be like in the world, to be part of the conversation, to be part of like, you know, a beacon for students to look to.
Yeah, sure.
And also, you know, it's to bring us into the 21st century as well, because honestly, Joe, you know, when I was starting the job, which I started in January, which I'm happy to say it's been an amazing job, I was wondering about film schools. I myself went to NYU for undergrad and AFI right. for grad school. And it was an wow. amazing experience, but the amount of money that I scraped together to pay for that is daunting. And you have to work from day one, because how are you going to pay your student loans back? And the fact is now, as we can see through, you know, just this whole pandemic and being home, that you can almost learn anything from your computer. You can stay at home all day long and be on courses and classes.
Wow.
And, you know, iTunes, you're right. Yeah. You can fix your home. You can build a house looking at, you know, videos on iTunes.
Well, this is great. I'm talking to Liz Hinline, creative director of New York Film Academy, which is great. Now we're doing a international Zoom. I got to tell you, Liz, I'm very, first of all, flattered that you asked. And my buddy, Colonel Jack Jacobs, who I have immense respect for and love for, great guy. And Jack said, hey, Joe, Liz wants to talk to you from the Film Academy. They want to do a Piscopo International Zoom conference with it. And then you've been so kind. I hope people know, first of all, who I am. And second of all, you know, I mean, we're going to have fun. I'll tell you this. And I could tell you stories that no one else can, because I'm old and I've been around. But I hope that I'm not going to be disappointing to people zooming in France or something. And they're going to go, who is Joe Piscopo? Who is this Joe Piscopo? you know what I mean? Huh? Come on.
I do, but what you have, so, you know, the thing that we do with this 2020 series, which is all about talking to creative visionaries like you, about craft, creativity, and collaboration. And I love geeking out on craft. And you have so much craft, and you have so much knowledge about what is comedy, what is funny, how do you be funny. I mean, there's so many people that have no idea what it takes to be a comedian, and what is the difference between a comedian and an actor? And do you put on different personas when you're out for different jobs? And what does it mean being an entertainer? And all those things, people are really looking to like you, Joe, to really learn and to excel in their craft.
Yeah. Yeah. And hey, you know what, great? What else we could talk about tomorrow is because we're doing films, but the way everybody's doing it now, because of the digital approach to filmmaking, Liz, now it's so low cost. It's so low cost that you can go out and you could pitch a movie. If Marty Scorsese could pitch a De Niro film, a Pacino film, you know, a Joey Pesci film for 10 years, and The Irishman, it took him 10 years to get the money for that. You know, so it's impetus, because that's big now. It's going out and making your own film, raising your own money because of the low cost of digital filmmaking, correct?
You're totally correct about that. It's a low entry point, but also what people are doing now is they're creating their own tribe. They're saying, screw you, studio. I'm not going to wait for you to say yes to me. It's sort of like a band when they tour around and they create a whole fan base.
Cool.
That's what filmmakers are doing now is creating a fan base, Then they just put it out on iTunes. They put it out like on Amazon, and then suddenly they don't need the big old school velvet rope people to let them in anymore.
Velvet rope, Liz. I tell you, you sound great. I'm really looking forward to this. And what time is it? Give us. Where can we find it? What time is this? This Zoom conference with you and I tomorrow.
Yes, tomorrow we will find it. You can go on the New York Film Academy website, and you will find, look for the 2020 series. It is going to be at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 p.m. Los Angeles time. You can always just email me for the link as well at liz.hinlein, H-I-N-L-E-I-N, at nysa.edu. And it's a great, it's 20 minutes of us talking craft and getting all geeked out, and 20 minutes of answering questions from the global audience. And we usually have over 67 countries tuning in.
This is going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. Should I wear a tuxedo? Should I put a tuxedo on or something? Is that, I mean,
it's definitely just to impress. Just to impress. You are on Zoom. It's not as easy as this radio show, which, you know, we can show up in our pajamas in.
Yeah, right. You just show up, and having a face for radio, it does help. Liz, thank you. Liz Hinlein, and we will be talking tomorrow, New York Film Academy, 3 o'clock. I can't wait. It's going to be a blast. And thanks, Liz. I'm honored that you even asked. I'm very, very flattered that you asked. And I look forward to it, my friend.
I'm so thrilled, Joe. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for joining us, Liz. Liz Hinlein right there from the New York Film Academy, 3 p.m. I'm telling you, if you go to NYFA and New York Film Academy, and you'll be able to see it, I would love for you to join us tomorrow as I do an international Zoom conference. It's called the Joe Piscopo International Zoom Conference around the country. Who is this man, Joe Piscopo? I have no idea who he is. Hello? Do you have any questions? Yes. Yes, who are you? Have you ever heard of New Jersey? Oh, New Jersey? I've not heard of New Jersey. Hey, Joe on the radio, Darren Porcher is going to join us. Yeah, you don't want to miss Darren. He's got a lot to say. He is he really just a great guy. He's a friend. Dr. Porcher is a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer joining us coming up right here on AM 970 The Answer. Here comes Big Al Gattulo. He has the headline news for you on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
72 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. All elections scheduled for the next several months are being delayed until the November 3rd election while New Jersey deals with the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Murphy says he'll sign an executive order to implement the new schedule today. The order will also allow local and county political parties to postpone their reorganization meetings. The move allows reorganization meetings to be held following certification of the results of last week's primary elections. A new poll shows Empire State residents are concerned about the resurgence of the coronavirus. According to Siena College, 62% of folks surveyed say they believe the worst of the health crisis is yet to come. Meanwhile, 82% say it's either very or somewhat likely New Yorkers will have to deal with the effects of another outbreak later this year. When asked if they thought the government's priority should be containing the illness, even if it hurts the economy, 70% of those polled said yes. In sports, the Giants and Jets may be wearing helmets with a new face shield this season. The NFL and Players Association have been working with Oakley on the Oakley Mouth Shield, which all 32 teams expect to have by next week. It features plastic guards that cover the openings in the face mask. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Some issues on the thruway south, exit 12, getting down toward West Nyack with an accident being cleared. Northbound thruway slowing down by 15A. That's an accident off on the shoulder. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly for you this morning as you head out toward the area of the LIE westbound. Pretty solid right through Jericho Turnpike. And then we're still seeing volume right out through Casino Boulevard. Traffic is pretty solid on the eastbound Gowanus, getting up and out toward the Prospect. Stop and go traffic on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound at Clove Road. That's a disabled tractor trailer. Two lanes blocked here. Staten Island Expressway East right through Clove Road. So definitely watch for that. It's pretty busy on 280 westbound getting out toward the Stickle Bridge in Newark. And we're still seeing pockets of volume on Route 1 northbound by Old Post Road heading up through Edison. Partly cloudy today. High of 87. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a high of 80. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970. The Answer.
So I'm making
turkey bacon. Turkey bacon. That's what that was about. Turkey bacon, I think, is if you can eat bacon. Al, you have regular bacon, right?
You bet I do.
Yeah, well, I know. I have turkey bacon. So I'm going to tell you about that, how someone left the freezer open last night, and most of the meat started to thaw out, and you can't refreeze it. So I have a counter full of meat that I'll be eating all day because you got to cook it. Otherwise, it's going to go bad. And you wonder why I take Balance of Nature because I'm eating turkey bacon. I have a Snickers bar in front of me. Oh, please. Snackwell's over here. I have to get the fruits and vegetables in my body, and that's why I take Balance of Nature. I'm telling you, you know what? I do eat really good, and people make fun of me because I eat really like refined food and just try to have it plain chicken, plain rice or pasta or something like that. But I never eat enough fruits and vegetables. And that's a must in your diet because fruits and vegetables have antioxidants in them. And that's what fights off disease and stress and everything else that attacks your body. Antioxidants, they fight the free radicals in your body. You can do that by taking Balance of Nature. Not a clinical study again. Everybody's afraid you're going to say something that you shouldn't be saying on the radio, make a claim. You should, oh, everybody's got to relax. I'm telling you about Balance of Nature, that it's a vegetarian capsule with 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables that will build up your immune system, because that's what whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables do. And you could do it in a vegetarian capsule with Balance of Nature. This is a great thing. Balance of Nature offering you also free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Just like that, all right? You get your own health coach. That is courtesy of the Howard family. I can't say enough about Balance of Nature. Created by Dr. Douglas Howard, by the way, a medical doctor who takes a holistic wellness approach to your well-being, to giving you overall better health, to help you have a stronger immune system. Would you at least try Balance of Nature? And again, Al, Debbie, myself, we're all on Balance of Nature. We want you to get on the Balance of Nature train too. 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com. Please be sure to use the discount code B.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest on Reaching Out is former Commissioner Ray Kelly. For so long, we hear that New York has been the safest big city in America, and the crime statistics seem to say that. What has changed?
I think you got to take a look at those numbers, because I think there is some issues with the numbers that are being put out. I think there's some redefinition going on as to what amounts to a shooting, that sort of thing. Look, all administrations want to show that crime is down, but you have to take a hard look at those numbers. And I can tell you, people don't feel safer in this city. People say this to me all the time. And perception is reality in many instances. So the city feels unsafe in many people's minds, and unsafe in many neighborhoods in people's minds.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd. Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer. On Alexa, tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Michael's of Brooklyn is open. You can go and have a meal there. Talk about, I tell you, Fred's going to kill me. I'm talking about the turkey bacon. When you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, you get real food. Oh, forget about it. At Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R. Nostrand, they've been in business since 1964. And they're by the way, you can call. They're open. You have to make a reservation, but they're outside. And they have this outdoor area beautifully set up for diners. By reservation only, following all CDC guidelines to ensure the safety of you and their employees. You're going to love it. Fred is there, and Johnny's there, and Michael himself, and Marianne. Everything is made completely from scratch at Michael's of Brooklyn. You know that? Even the sauce they sell in grocery stores nationwide, as you listen around the country, I always tell you to take home Michael's of Brooklyn. You're going to love it. It's the best jarred sauce anywhere, and it's made right there in Avenue R. Nostrand. The puttanesca, marinara, tomato and basil, fresh, delicious, absolute best around. Michael's of Brooklyn. Now, here's the number to call for reservations. You could actually go there to have dinner with all the CDC guidelines. 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Darren Forcher, a retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace University, and a former Army officer. Very, very proud to have the doctor with us. Hey, Darren, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing?
Hey, Joe, as always, it's a pleasure. I was on with you for your birthday not too long ago, and I was honored to be in attendance for the show.
Are you kidding me? And now you're all over the TV, Darren. And this is what you do is to have an overview of what's going on. And I'm seeing this upset in the greatest city in the world that was once, Darren, was once the safest city in America. 17 shootings overnight. What's going on in New York City, my friend?
You know, it's unfortunate. We now have a mayor that's looking to drive police policy. However, the policy should come from one police plaza. And as a result of the mayor's ineffectiveness, we as the 8.5 million citizens that reside in New York City are now having our public safety fractured. And this is horrific, man. When we look at what happened in the death of George Floyd, I think we all agree that that was something that was an egregious act. But we are suffering as a result. We are under siege, and there's no one at the switch to bail us out of this in connection with public safety. And, man, this is the worst that I've ever seen. Reminds me of the crack wars back in the 80s.
Yeah. And Darren, you're younger, but the crack, that's a good analogy. I forgot about that. That's right. Yeah. And then I remember because I'm old, man. I remember the 60s. I remember the 60s, 67, 68. The hometown of my parents burned down. Newark, New Jersey burned down. Riots all around the country. But we got through it. We got through it. Yeah. How did a generation miss the fact that you should respect law enforcement, you know? I mean, in the inner cities, they're just the narrative is so negative, Darren Porcher. What did we miss in what we taught our children, do you think, sir?
I think a lot of it is it bears the brunt of the elected officials. We have Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and then we have Mayor de Blasio. And the echoing sentiment that they're driving forward is a messaging that is more anti-society, more so than anything else. We have a mayor that's erecting Black Lives Matter murals in front of Trump Tower. And I'm going to be clear. Remember, you can put a mural up anywhere you want, but I think that the community should be who buys in on the implementation of these types of murals. So when we go back to where we went wrong, a lot of it is the communities are given the wrong messaging by elected officials. And what you say reverberates through society. And we clearly see it coming to fruition with the de Blasio administration, coupled with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I just saw her make a statement recently stating that the reason why people are rioting and looting is because they are hungry, and that's why they're breaking into these establishments for money to acquire bread. If that's not outrageous, I don't know what is. So you have to understand that when you're at the forefront as an elected official, your messaging rings bells. Therefore, you need to amplify the appropriate message to us as a society, and we just don't have it with our elected officials. And that's what's causing things to go to hell in a handbasket at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, well said, Darren. Dr. Darren Porcher with us, man. You are such a good guy, and what you've accomplished. Well, help me out here, man. Will you? Don't you feel like we've been friends for like ever? Right? It feels like I've known you forever. Hey, I got to tell you.
Let me tell you, Joe. You're my childhood hero, and it's just so. I kind of can't explain to you how I feel when I come on with you because I remember when you were killing it on Saturday Night Live. It's just a blessing for me to be on with you and have these levels of discourse.
I am honored that you said that, my friend. For you to serve in the NYPD as a lieutenant, to teach at Pace and being in the United States Army, man, for you to say that, but to your point, when you're a kid and you're watching Eddie and I on Saturday Night Live, Darren, and it's like, and we would joke back and forth, and we didn't even think about it. It was just, there was no racism there. And I would hang around with Eddie, and I learned more about the black community through the great Eddie Murphy, going back to his neighborhood and seeing, and I understood it, but it was respect, it was love, we understood it. And you, look what you've accomplished in your life. You're a doctor, you're a professor, army officer, lieutenant in one of the most elite law enforcement enforcement agencies in the world, the NYPD. You made it. You made it. What are we missing? What message can, how do we help these, the misguided youth that are burning down other people's businesses, Darren? I mean, how do we, where do we step up? And because the politicians aren't going to do it, my friend.
I think that we need to view things not through the prism of race. Oftentimes, race is what's being introduced at the forefront, but you need to focus from the perspective of what can you do to make things better? Therefore, you're the actor, producer, and director in your life, so you need to make your life matter. I think that's the key to the progression in society, because there's so many things that can hold you back. You can look at, okay, well, the socioeconomics that's driving me down. There's a cultural divide that's driving me down. You have to say to yourself, look, let me put the blinders on and let me drive forward, and I'm going to accomplish my endeavors no matter what hurdles I encounter in my life. And I think that that's the key to being a successful person in our society and making and creating bridges as opposed to burning bridges.
Yeah, man, they got to get you out there. I know you do a lot of speaking with kids, do you, Darren? You must be out there all the time because you're, I mean, you are an incredible story and you have an incredible message, my friend.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, I do my, you know, I do run the lecture circuit, but, you know, it's moments like this when I get the chance to sit down with my childhood icons. it would really resonates with me in terms of what I'm doing. Because, yeah, Joe, you're amazing. And not just hearing it from your mother. I'm talking about from the people that actually listen to you, man. Your viewership, man, it's huge. Yeah. It's weird. Being a fan being on your show is amazing.
Yeah, well, Darren, I appreciate that. I hope we didn't do anything inappropriate. Eddie and I didn't do anything inappropriate in the day, man.
I love every minute. You know, I just want to say one thing real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Your show now... You know, when we look at the cancer culture, like being a comedian must be really, really tough. I was watching Eddie Murphy Raw the other day, and I was like, if that show was to come out right now, they would castrate him at the stage.
You know what was funny?
Some of the things that you did.
I know. You couldn't do it. And when Eddie couldn't, but when he went back on Saturday Night Live, I mean, to your point, Darren, he did what he wanted to do. And you know what? People laughed. He did buckwheat. I remember I would tell him, I said, you can't do buckwheat. That's racist. He goes, I'm doing it, man. Yeah, and I go, why are you doing it? You know what he said? You know what he would tell me? It's funny. And you know what? It was funny. And no one got offended for crying out loud. Darren, you are such a great role model, and you're so refreshing to talk to. Please, listen. When this whole pandemic nonsense is over, we got to hang a little bit, my friend. You know, and I'd love to take you to Newark, New Jersey. I'd love to take you to Camden, New Jersey. You have a spectacular message, and you, Darren Porcher, I appreciate your kind words. But let me tell you are a true American hero, my friend. God bless you, and we are honored to have you on the show.
And God bless you too, Joe. And I really appreciate it. I just want to say, from a black guy's perspective, we say mozzarella. You say mozzarella. That's black and white for you, right?
That's all right. We love you, Darren. Thank you, man. Back to Darren Porcher right there. You know, it's not mozzarella. It's mozzarella. We love that. 752, Joe on the radio. There's Debbie. Debbie knows. Mozzarella. We know that. You go in Midwest, it's like, I'd love some mozzarella, please. Darren knows. Darren knows, man. He knows.
He knows.
Thanks.
He knows.
Thanks, Debbie.
Oh, good morning, Joe. Let's see what's happening as you take a spin to the LIE westbound at Deer Park Avenue. An accident between a car and a truck. It's on the shoulder. Also seeing some delays into Queens at the RFK Bridge because of some earlier police department activity. And traffic is still stop and go this morning as you take a ride over to the Whitestone Bridge. That's moving solely into Queens with a disabled vehicle. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home. If you're retiring or looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everything else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach to real estate. Whatever needs to be done to get the deal closed quickly and for top dollar? Calamine & Company Real Estate are there for you. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and regularly are hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And perhaps most impressive about them is their 100% success rate. Calamine & Company is the best broker a seller can hire, especially when selling estate-owned properties. Offices in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. 718-998-1100. 718-998-1100. Or go to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
The people in this movie share three things in common. They're courageous, they've had a life-changing experience, and they are Black American conservatives. These are the voices of the movie, Uncle Tom.
I don't remember the actual day, but I remember the emotion that I felt when it happened.
I'm often asked, was there an epiphany?
I started asking questions.
As I became more politically aware,
a lot of the way that I saw things began to change.
All of this information I've been taking in for several years.
A continuation of these kind of contradictions.
I had bought into all of these lies.
You begin to see what the real agenda is.
This is the movie the leftist Democrats do not want you to see. These are the people they do not want you to hear. Their stories will shock you. Their journey will amaze you. Their courage will challenge you. Go to UncleTom.com. Buy it now on pay-per-view. UncleTom.com. Do you have the courage to discover the truth?
As from Larry Elder, we love Larry. You could listen to Larry 7 o'clock every night right here on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, let me tell you about ReliefFactor.com. You know, I know you're thinking about, I don't know, I'm not sure. Well, you just go to ReliefFactor.com. You can call 800-500-8384. It's 800-500-8384. See, when I meet somebody, like we met Pete and Seth Talbot, and I sat down with the father-son team and owners of Relief Factor and inventors of Relief Factor, if you will, they're great guys. And I talked to them, and I met them for a couple of years, and I've been trying to get them on the show. So you know the story. I go to Laura, our sales chief. I said, Laura, you got to get Pete and Seth on the show. Well, Joe, they only buy big national. And I said, well, try to get local. So they came on now, thanks to you, it's selling like hotcakes on the show, you know? And so if you're thinking about it and you haven't ordered Relief Factor, do what so many of us have done because it works. You try this 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95. So you owe it to yourself to at least try it. We can see if it will get you out of pain, you know? And if you're skeptical, I understand. I was born skeptical. We all were, if you're from New York or New Jersey, you know. And tens of thousands of others like you, like me, were skeptical too. So you just got to give it a try. You got to go to ReliefFactor.com. If you are in pain, this got me. Relief Factor got me out of pain, got Al out of pain, and Debbie as well. And I'm telling you, and we were indeed skeptical like you are. So I respectfully submit, go to, please, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. And again, you can call 800-500-8384. Hey, Joe Lumberg is in the house. Joey, we got a beautiful day today, do we, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be gorgeous today. Sunshine, woo! Low humidity for woo! A change, and temperatures in the low to mid-80s. Really going to be a nice day today.
Oh, this is great. It was beautiful yesterday. I was working. I was inside most of the day, but boy, oh boy, I love those. I love the hot, sunny days. How many miles on your bike yesterday, Joey? Come on, give it to us.
I only did 8 miles yesterday. I got a massage in the afternoon, so I took it very easy and then got a massage.
8 miles? You didn't even break a sweat, my brother. Yeah, come on now.
I barely broke a sweat, but, you know, I was resting. And I had fun last evening. Took my daughter out, and we went stargazing and saw the comet Neowise. Get out about an hour after sunset, look in the northwest below the Big Dipper. Clear skies. You should be able to see it this evening.
Are you out of quarantine already? Are you out of quarantine yet?
Yes.
Is great. I did that with my kids. Yeah. We did fireflies and we looked at the skies. Hey, how's the allergy report, Joey, if I can ask?
Balance of Nature allergy report is low today. Mostly just grass pollen again today.
Yay. You're a good man, Joe Lumberg. Great to have you out of quarantine and love having you on the show. Thank you, my friend. Hey, Dr. Alan Kadish is going to join us. Back by popular demand, president of Touro College and New York Medical College, Dr. Alan will join us. Mike Gallagher on the show. You don't want to miss Roger Stone in the 9 o'clock hour. Oh, yeah, he's coming on with his old pal Piscopo. You don't want to miss that. Julio Gonzalez as well. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and we are coming right back at you.